Hey there, welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. It's Friday, February the 26th, and we're going to be here for the next 30 minutes. I certainly hope you can stick around for the entire show. On today's program, we're going to look at some Lenten advice from John the Baptist. Now, these are words that I'm sure you've heard before, but I don't know if you really sat down with them. Well, today's going to be your opportunity to sit down, to think about these words from John the Baptist. I'll share what they are on the other side of the prayer. I also want to share a little bit from today's Daily Mass readings, some good reminders for us in terms of holiness. You know, like Lent is a time when we strive for holiness. That essentially, it means that I try to be more like Jesus in my life. And that's not possible without the help of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit helps us. But our goal during Lent is to become holier, to become more like Jesus. Let's take a closer look based on the readings of the Mass as to what that means. All right, so we got lots to cover today. I hope you're having a really good week, really good day, getting ready for the weekend. And I hope your first full week of Lent, which technically this was the first full week of Lent, hope it's going well. But if not, we've got plenty of time. I don't want you to panic. You know, we got to walk that fine line. There's a danger by assuming you got plenty of time and not doing anything, right? We could all do that sometimes. Oh, I've got time, so I'm just going to kick back and relax. On the other hand, you don't want to go completely crazy and think, well, I already messed up and it's the first week of Lent. I might as well quit now. We certainly don't want to do that. We want to keep going day by day. And I guarantee if you do that, if you have the desire in your heart to get better during Lent, to follow Jesus more closely and let the Holy Spirit transform you into the image of Jesus, I guarantee you're going to make progress. You really will. But the secret is to hang in there and keep moving forward and get up if you fall. We're all going to fall. I did some things over the past couple days that I wasn't happy about, things that I thought I should have handled better. And you know what? I said I'm sorry to God, and I'm moving forward. And if you mess up in a really big way and you fall into mortal sin, then go to confession. Make it a point to go to confession this week. But don't let the devil get in your head and try to convince you that you'll never get any better. I promise you, you will get better. If you have the desire to get better, you will get better. But it's going to happen gradually. Chances are it's not going to be an instantaneous transformation. But little by little, the Holy Spirit will work on you and make you resemble Jesus more and more. So by the end of Lent, if you're trying, if you're really trying, you will make progress. Just don't give up, all right? And we're going to do this together. I intend to be here with you. As long as the Lord lets me do it, I intend to keep being here with you to keep walking this journey with you through the Lenten season. So with that in mind, let's turn to our Father in heaven as we pray. And before we do, you know what I always tell you, let's just pause a minute and reflect on the fact that he's with us right now. You know, you don't see him. Jesus told us in last Sunday's gospel that the kingdom of God is at hand. It's here. The kingdom is here. The invisible kingdom is here. You don't see God. You don't see Jesus. And when you do see Jesus at Mass, he looks like a host, a piece of bread. You know, so you don't see Jesus in the flesh. You don't see the Holy Spirit. You don't see the angels and the saints. But through faith, we know that they're here. So let's pause and just reflect on that. It's a good idea to not just jump into the prayers when we pray, but to first remember we're speaking to our Heavenly Father. And that even though we can't see him, that's okay. And in fact, it makes perfect sense that we can't see him because he is invisible. He's pure spirit. So we can't see him with our eyes, but through the gift of our faith, we're able to recognize that we are in the presence of the Father. So let's do that now and begin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for letting us be with you. Thank you for letting us be in your presence. You know, you always have time for us, no matter how busy you are. I figure running the universe takes a lot of time, but you always manage to find time for us so that whenever we come to you, you are ready and willing and excited to hear from us. What a great honor, Father. What a great privilege to be able to call you Father. Father, I want to thank you for all that you have given us, all that you have provided for us from the time we woke up until right now, actually from the time we were first conceived every day up until the present time. Thank you for all of that, years and years of providing for our needs. Father, thank you for listening to our prayers. Thank you for loving us so much that you created us so that we can enter into a relationship with you and share in your joy. Unfortunately, we get caught up in the daily struggles of life sometimes, Father, and we miss that. We miss the joy that you want us to have. So we pray for the grace to be able to experience joy and peace, even in the midst of troubles. Father, we lift up all of our needs to you this day. Anything we're concerned about, we give to you. We ask you to bless our family, our friends, bless us. Keep us safe from any dangers, physical or spiritual. Father, we pray that we'll have a good Lent and be able to be transformed into the image of Jesus. I pray, Father, that you will give me the words for this program so that I can deliver the message that you would like me to deliver. Help me get out of your way and send your Holy Spirit to speak through me and allow me to speak your message. And finally, Father, we ask you to open all of our minds and all of our hearts so that we would be receptive to the message that you have for us today. We ask this, Father, in the most holy name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever, all together now. Amen. All right. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, I say this every day, but I really mean it. Thank you for praying with me. It's amazing that you and I can get together and pray, even though we're not in the same location geographically. But through the internet, through the magic of these podcasts, we're able to pray together, and I'm so glad that we're able to do that. My name is Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth. We come to you every Monday through Friday. I want to also alert you to the fact that since today is Friday, my weekly podcast, The Gary Zimek Show, is now available. You can get that wherever you get this podcast. And it's a reflection on Sunday's Mass reading. So there'll be the reflection on the second Sunday of Lent. It's the Transfiguration this weekend. So check out the podcast if you want to find out more. Also, don't forget to go to my website, followingthetruth.com, for more information about my work or to sign up for my daily email reflection, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. And during the Lenten season, we are focusing on my book, Give Up Worry for Lent. So if you need a little extra in addition to the book, check out followingthetruth.com. Sign up for the daily email reflection. Also, there's something else I wanted to mention now. I can't remember what it is. Can't remember. There was something else at the website. Oh, you can pre-order my new book. But you know what? I don't have the link on the website yet. So very soon, you'll be able to pre-order the book at my website. But right now, if you go to Amazon.com, you can pre-order a copy of Give Up Worry for Good, coming out in just about 2 weeks. And it is the follow-up to Give Up Worry for Lent. It's also a book that can be used in small groups. So it's an 8-week program. And really, the goal is, you know, you go through Give Up Worry for Lent, and then you go right into Give Up Worry for Good, or you take a little time off. And maybe in the fall, if you want to do it at your parish, you can do it yourself too. Go into this 8-week program, Give Up Worry for Good. So you can pre-order that now at Amazon.com or AveMariaPress.com. All right, so let's look at Give Up Worry for Lent today. And I mentioned some advice for our Lenten journey from John the Baptist. You've heard these words before. I know you've heard these words. John 3:30. And John the Baptist said this: He must increase, but I must decrease. He must increase, but I must decrease. That is great advice for John the Baptist. Let me talk a little bit about that. The whole idea of Lent is that I become more like Jesus, right? So even though that is our overall goal in life, to let the Holy Spirit transform me and to cooperate with the grace that the Holy Spirit gives me so that I can look more like Jesus, you know, the Holy Spirit does it in a way that you get the grace you need. The Holy Spirit whispers in your ear, do this, don't do this. You know, little reminders to help us to stay on the right path. And then the Holy Spirit gives us some grace, which makes it easier to follow His advice. So it's a combination. It's the inspiration. The Holy Spirit reminds you of what to do, but the Holy Spirit also makes it easier. So therefore, with the grace given to you by the Holy Spirit, it becomes easier to say or do the right thing, even if you don't feel like saying or doing the right thing. All right, so that's the combination and the help given to us by the Holy Spirit. During the Lenten season, we are invited to work extra hard at cooperating with the grace of the Holy Spirit. Because there's still something we have to do. This is not a matter of sheer willpower, but there's something we have to do so that Jesus can be more present in our lives. So that when somebody sees me, I look more like Jesus, right? That's the goal. That's what we should be doing. But in order for me to put forth more of Jesus, bear more of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, which are the fruits that Jesus would put forth in his life, in order for that to happen, I've got to get rid of the Gary Zimak fruits, the bad stuff, and the junk that holds me back. Now, that could be attachment to people. It could be attachment to TV shows, so that I'm always watching TV and I don't spend any time in prayer. Because, you know, we do have to spend some time in prayer every day if we expect to have a good relationship with Jesus. You got to spend time with him, and spend time with your Heavenly Father, and spend time with the Holy Spirit. You just got to do it. And if you don't, that relationship will never be there. So in other words, I've got to give up some things, whether it's my time, whether it's my possessions. If there's a certain possession that I'm so attached to that I can't focus on Jesus, maybe a person, maybe there are people in my life that are holding me back. And that's going to be different for each one of us. But we need to let go of something. Every one of us has something. It could be worry. And that's why so many of us are participating in Give Up Worry for Lent, because worry can hold us back. Because when we worry, what do? We trust in ourselves instead of in God. That's why I worry, because if I was trusting in God, I wouldn't worry, because he would be handling things, and I would know that if I'm supposed to do something, he's going to give me the grace to do it, you know, and so on and so forth. That's how that works. So I got to give up. I have to decrease so that Jesus can work in me. It's like if you have a small house like we do, and I'm a big book fan, I like books. I have lots of books, and when we downsized a few years ago, I had to get rid of many, many books. Now I'm in a position where I'm struggling because I see new books I want to acquire and add to the collection, but I can't find the room. So I've got to get rid of some old ones so the new ones fit in the bookcase. You know, it's a pretty simple matter, and if you have a small house, you probably can relate. It's the same way with our relationship with Christ. If my life is cluttered internally by a lot of excess junk, if I'm flooding my mind with mindless TV, with sports, and I'm not saying those things are wrong, they're not wrong, but if that's all you do, or political shows, so that all you have in your head is that kind of stuff. You know, you watch enough political commentary on TV, or listen to sports talk radio all the time, eventually that's what's going to be in your head. I know that. I live that way. And that's all you start thinking about. On the other hand, if you spend a little time reading scripture, praying, watching or listening to good Christian programs, then your head's going to be filled with things about the kingdom. Totally different. But you've got to clear out the old stuff. Your brain can only hold so much material. You know, so we have to be careful. We have to decrease so that Jesus can increase. And that's the message from Give Up Worry for Lent today. That's what John the Baptist said, and it's great advice. So if during Lent we spend a little extra time with God in prayer, daily mass, confession, adoration, reading scripture, you know, we do those things. Listening to the Gary Zimak Show podcast, but I think the Following the Truth, that's right, the weekly shows, you know what I'm saying. Listening to good Christian radio, TV shows, you do that more, and your life is going to reflect more Jesus than if you don't do that. He must increase, I must decrease. I may have said that wrong, because that's one of those tricky expressions that it's easy to get wrong. I must decrease, he must increase. Or he must increase, I must decrease. I think I got it right that time. And that's good advice. If we do that during Lent, we are going to be in good shape. So that's your Give Up Worry for Lent piece of advice for today. Now let's look at the gospel. I want to look at the gospel from today's daily mass, because this is a tough one. And you know what's interesting? I read from a lot of different sources in the morning. I spend my time with the Lord. I do some prayer. I do some reading. I listen to some good positive Christian music. I have a combination of things I do, and I just spend a little time with the Lord. And I read this gospel, and I read some other material too, and this message was popping up all over the place. And I'm not especially happy with it, because it kind of is a bit of a, I want to use the term gut punch, but it makes me realize that I need to do some work in this area. And that's the way the Holy Spirit operates sometimes. So I'm going to share it with you. It's a good Lenten message. It's a tough message, but again, this is Jesus saying this. So I think we all need to work on this to one degree or another. Some of you might not have a big problem with this, but I think it's something we all should remember, because in one way or another, to one degree or another, it affects all of us. This is Matthew chapter 5, the Sermon on the Mount, verse 20 through 26. And Jesus right away starts off with a tough message. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven." Now, that's a really tough message, especially when you look at the Pharisees. These guys, these were the religious guys. They were following all the laws, but they were following them externally only. And this is, every one of us has to watch out for this, because we can all fall victim to this. Going through the pious practices, saying the right things, praying the right prayers, but yet not living our lives in a way that would please God. We all do that sometimes. You know, I remember one time I was praying the rosary. I've used this example at my talks. I haven't talked about it in a while, though, because it makes me look really bad. I was praying the rosary in the car, and before I realized better, I didn't use a rosary ring or my fingers. I was using actual rosary beads. And that's not a good idea to do that while you're driving, because I had it get hooked on the turn signal one time as I was making a turn. It really was an ugly scene. So you got to be careful about that. But one day I'm praying the rosary, right? And somebody cuts me off. And I'm driving, praying the rosary. And I got so mad at the guy. I started gesturing, saying, "What are you doing, you idiot?" And I'm gesturing with my hand up in the air, and my rosary beads are hanging from my hand. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, Gary, you need to chill out. What a bad example, and what a hypocrite I was being, you know? So I think we all can fall into this trap sometimes of what the Pharisees were doing, just going through the motions. God wants our hearts. He wants our actions, not just externally. He wants our prayers to come from the heart and then our actions to be an extension of our prayers. So that means nobody cursing out somebody in the parking lot of church. You ever do that, right? I mean, it happened. These kind of things happen sometimes. Okay, then Jesus says, so he's saying, unless your holiness, your righteousness, surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Now, can you imagine what the Pharisees and the scribes are thinking? Because Jesus is basically saying, these guys are missing the point. And if you guys expect to live in heaven one day, you got another guest coming. So that is a very scary message to them and really to us. And here's what Jesus said. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. And you know, sometimes you and me, we say that, well, at least I didn't kill anybody. We set our standards for holiness a little too low sometimes. Yes, you didn't kill anybody, good boy or girl, you know, that's wonderful. But listen to what Jesus says. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raka, which is a Aramaic expression, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to fiery Gehenna. So what Jesus is saying is, not just killing will keep you out of heaven, but excessive anger, if you don't get it under control, can keep you from getting to heaven. Now that, look, I'm not saying this to shake anybody up, because you're alive. We got time to work on this. It's not something we should go crazy over and lose sleep over, really. I mean, take it seriously, but if you try, and if you ask the Holy Spirit to help you, you're going to get better at this. So it's not like there's no way around this. Let the Holy Spirit help you. Try your best, and if you mess up, that's what confession is for. So then Jesus says, if you bring your gift to the altar and you recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift at the altar, go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. Now, that sounds very ominous, doesn't it? And it is designed to wake up his followers. It's designed to wake us up when we hear what Jesus is saying here. And I think this is a good message for us to hear during Lent. Because essentially, what Jesus is telling us is, just because we go to church, just because we go through the religious practices, you know, I didn't eat meat on Lenten Fridays, even when I was a very lukewarm and pathetic Catholic. You know, I was just going through the motions, but I didn't eat meat. Good for me. You know, just because we are doing the right things, technically, externally, doesn't mean that we are going to live in heaven. We've got to clean up our act. We've all got, that means different things for each one of us. We have to really depend that the Spirit's going to help us, give us the guidance and the help that we need to make the changes. So this is a reason for us to take Lent seriously, because we want our holiness or our righteousness to surpass the scribes and the Pharisees. We don't want to go through the motions. And Jesus doesn't want us to go through the motions either. That's why he's saying this. And he's saying this to us at a time when it's not too late to do something about it. If you're listening to this, you're not dead. And that's a good thing. That means that there is still time. Think about the good thief on the cross. It's never too late while you're still alive. And you know my message. I don't do a lot of the fire and brimstone. I don't try to scare you, but I think sometimes I just got to pass along the truth of what Jesus is telling us. We all need to get better. We all need to take it seriously. He's not going to ever fault you for trying and asking for his help and then failing. You're not going to be faulted for that. What you're going to be faulted for is if you don't try and turn to him for help. You know, we don't get holy on our own. We get holy by him giving us the grace that we need. But you and me, we need to ask for help and try our best to cooperate with that grace. And when we mess up, we say we're sorry. We dust ourselves off and we go forward. That's the message today. And if you do that, then you're going to be more like John the Baptist and follow that advice that he gave us. That I must decrease my desires and my tendency to do what I want instead of what God wants. That's got to diminish so that the Lord can work through me. And essentially, that's the message. It's a good news message. It's not a bad news message. Don't let it overwhelm you. Just keep trying. Try your best. If you try your best every day, and when you mess up, you say you're sorry and you try again, you're going to make it to heaven. You're going to have no problem, and you will live in eternal happiness for the rest of eternity, which is a really sweet deal. Certainly nothing that we deserve, but you can do it. You really can. So listen, if you have questions, even over the weekend, email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. I would love to hear from you. I'm praying for you every day. I would ask you to please keep praying for me. And as I mentioned the past couple of days, if you're able to send along a donation, especially to become a monthly sponsor of my work, I could really use it right about now. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Just click on donate and you can sign up to become a monthly sponsor securely, totally securely, through PayPal, or you can make a one-time donation. If you've been thinking about it and you haven't done it, I would really appreciate if you would take some action and help me out financially. If you can, if you believe in my work, I would really appreciate that. Okay. All right. I'm getting ready to run. Enjoy your weekend. And I look forward, God willing, to being back with you here Monday on Following the Truth. Remember, Jesus wants to increase in you, but in order for that to happen, you've got to decrease. I'm telling you, you can do that. You really can. God bless you. See you next time. Bye-bye.